I wish to first off thank my bishop for giving me the honor to be able to speak here this evening. Yes, I am not the bishop. He had asked, when we were discussing who was going to be preaching for the weekend, he had asked, he said, do you have any experience in first response? And I'm certainly not going to lie to my bishop. I do have some experience. I have a very fondness for the Ohio County Sheriff's Department, especially. It was back in the 80s for myself. I was the, and this is my CB handle, Nocturnal Park Narc. I was a park ranger for Oglebay night shift. I got to meet many of the deputies in over a cup of coffee and breaking bread with them, as well as obviously with incidents and accidents that were involved. Also with the EMS, with regards to at the park, as well as also for a time, I myself was also a certified EMT, and I ran with one of the county squads. And my heart goes with all of them, especially when I hear the sirens going. It still brings back fond memories, and yet also a matter of hoping for the best for all that's involved. So a warm welcome to our guests. My understanding is we would have a few more that would be here, but right now, there is an active incident going on, and that they are taking care of matters. And so we should keep them always in our prayers, and especially during this Mass, I think that we should think of all the personnel at that time, that the best can happen in the situation they're involved in. Well, in this gospel proclaimed this evening, we kind of think that there's a little bit of something askew with our Lord, who's talking of, it seems like it's praising the dishonesty of a steward. And in the surface of it, it does seem that way. We have a landowner, we have a steward, and a landowner, we don't know, could be like that of just an absentee landowner that's not really familiar with what's going on with his land, but it's been entrusted to the steward. What's interesting is the landowner hears of his dishonesty, and it's not a matter of what do you say to defend yourself. It's a matter of make accounts, and you're no longer going to be. Well, obviously, the steward's not defending himself because he knows it's true. And so he gets with some of the tenants, and their notes are readjusted. Now, in the commentaries that I had looked over and stuff, it could be anything from a matter of taxation to the commissions, inflated to pocket to line the pockets of the steward. But they did not know that he was losing his job. And so he was still being able to do what he did, but made the tenants happy. It made the landowner happy, because now he is able to see the tenants being happy with their results, because 50% of the olive oil, well, that's a good deal. The other was a more higher commodity, and it wasn't in half, but it certainly was substantial in the savings. And what Jesus is talking about is not a matter of the dishonesty. It's a matter of the drive that was behind the steward. That the people of the world, this is something that they are accustomed to. And he says the children of the light, they need to have this same drive and motivation. Take, for example, that of the steward when he finds out, look, my days are numbered as a steward, and I've got to figure out what I'm going to do. And it's a matter of assessing his current situation and trying to figure out what he wants as the end result and how to go about it. And so he got with the tenants, making deals, because he knew he couldn't dig ditches and he didn't want to be a beggar. So he worked his magic, if you will, and was able to achieve what he wanted, although dishonesty was involved. Jesus is not supporting dishonesty, obviously. But I think the message for us here tonight is a matter of stating that it is all of us that are gathered here. We should have that same kind of drive and motivation when we come to the realization that we ourselves are destined for eternity. And being destined for eternity, we need to assess our current life situation and see how we can respond to that in an honest and with integrity to be able to achieve to the best of our ability. Not a matter that we're going to get it because of our actions, but it's because of the mercy of God for sure. But we do have our part to do. It is a matter of assessing our lives right here, right now, this very moment. And how are you doing with that right now? That's what it comes down to. It's a matter of assessing our lives, striving to do the best that we possibly can, to do what we can for our neighbor and for our eternity, by constantly assessing, striving to do things honestly and with integrity. Tonight, again, a warm welcome to all of our guests here. Know that you're always welcomed here at the Cathedral of St. Joseph. And something that's not a well-known thing, during the weekdays, you may find that you'd like to have a place to be able to go for some quiet and peace. The doors are open, and you're welcome to come in to spend some time and just to be able to assess what's going on, just to get away from all the noise. All of you that are involved in EMS, all of you that are involved in law enforcement, fire, and so forth, you know, obviously, the term triage. It's a matter of priorities and everything. And certainly, it's the same with anything. It's a matter that hopefully I would like to encourage all of us here tonight that we say prayers for those who are first responders. A matter of saying prayers that the situation they're involved in can have the greatest outcome that's possible. I would like to encourage that when those lights get flipped on and your bar lights are on, to take a brief moment and ask for proper guidance. I can remember when I flipped the lights and everything else, and I certainly didn't know what I was heading into on some occasions. It was nice to at least feel that, you know, somebody was watching over. And I think we have a duty to all these first responders, and I would strongly like to encourage that all of us keep them in our daily prayers. But another time, too, every time you hear a siren, or the squad car, the engine, the ambulance, with the lights on, to say, pause for just a brief moment, to say a prayer for these men and women that put their lives on the line, to go in the face of danger as we all leave that of danger. Because we're all in this together. It's a matter of being able to do, as Jesus said, with the motivations, sincere motivations of honesty and integrity. And in this case, when we're thinking of those who are involved in various incidents and they never know when, and I can tell you, I remember getting my jumpsuit on in the middle of the night thinking that the tones dropped and my wife telling me they didn't, and I went back to sleep. Those things happen. I'm sure you guys have had the same incidences from time to time. But a matter of praying for one another, caring for one another, even those that you may have difficulties with, especially if it's in the law enforcement side or the combative patient, a matter of understanding that there's a higher good that's involved. Our prayers are with you. We are certainly grateful for all that you do and that you continue to do. And I'm in hopes that my brothers and sisters here gathered here will keep you in our prayers, and that of making the best of the situation that you are involved in for the greater glory. Thank you.